From Hollywood, the Rolling Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, we present the star of the Rolling Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Come and start, Rodrigo.
How long have you been speaking Spanish, Red?
Was that Spanish?
Yes.
Well, I've been speaking about 10 seconds.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the whole program in Spanish.
Oh, no. Why should we? Is a in any language.
Well, talking about, I hear you went around on Halloween giving people a special imitation of our...
Yeah, I'd ring a doorbell and I'd say, that jet of pure moisture is a seltzer bottle. Hey, old boy, what a bunch of roughnecks we had around our neighborhood. Boy, a bunch of the pranksters came up to me and says, hey, Skelton, where's your house? I says, it's up on the next block. He says, you want to bet? Hey, my wife and myself, a little baby, we had a little Halloween party all to ourselves, you know. We were waiting for somebody to knock on the door and say, trick or treat, and we were going to give them the kids. Well, that's one way of getting you with us. Not here, you know.
Hey, by the way, Red, have you seen the newspapers lately?
Only the front page.
Why?
Newsboys keep chasing me away all the time. I did read about the Hughes plane, you know. Hey, did you hear about what he said? Some guy says, you think this thing's going to fly? He says, if it don't, it'll be the fastest boat in the bay.
Well, say, did you see where the population of Los Angeles has picked up 1 million since the last census?
Yeah?
Wonder what the Middle Westerners think of everybody coming to live in California.
I don't know. Let's go to Long Beach and find out. I'm proud of
them. Did you read in the paper that item about men's new styles?
No, I didn't read that one either. If it's not in Dick Tracy's or Walter Kiernan's column, why, I figure it's not worth reading. Of course, that's one man's opinion, of course. That went over with a hush, didn't it?
Well, you know, some of the men's fashion experts say it's unhealthy to go without a hat. They're trying to get us to carry handbags.
Well, no fashion expert's going to tell me what to do, boy. I even wrote him a letter about it. Here, hold my purse and I'll read it to you.
Hey, while we're on the subject, what do you think of the new styles in women's clothes?
Oh, I like them. I like them.
You do?
Yeah, I was with a girl the other night. She had on padded hips, long sleeves, and the middle was all squeezed in. Mm-hmm.
Wasp waist, huh?
I think so. I got some. I know that.
Go ahead, Rod.
What else is in the paper?
Well, 2,000 people are being invited to Princess Elizabeth's wedding.
Yeah?
Oh, and speaking of royalty, Bob Hope's going to give a command performance before the King and Queen of England.
I'll wash your mouth out with soap.
Hope is going over there. I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
Were you invited?
Oh, that's why I can't make it. Hey, you know why Hope's going over there, don't you? He's going to tell the King and Queen a few of the jokes to get them to laugh just to see if they've been using that Lindley Cerium. You know? Now, next week he'd better do a joke about Raleigh's or I'll never let him stop me in a hall and give me a gag again. I'm saying.
Listen. That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobaccos. That's why a jury of 14 distinguished doctors agrees no other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new, richer-tasting, yet milder-smoking Raleigh 903.
Yes, Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down throat irritants. That's why Raleigh 903 brings you a rich, full-flavored, yet milder-smoking cigarette.
Smokers, take the word of Linda Darnell, starring in Forever Amber, a 20th Century Fox Technicolor production. Miss Darnell says, quote, I'd rather have a new Raleigh 903 because it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. It's so much richer, better tasting, yet it's smoother, too. Unquote. Follow Linda Darnell's lead. Smoke Raleigh 903. Remember, it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants.
Thanks, Rod. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, pronounced backwards is... And now here's our beautiful Anita Ellis. What are you going to sing?
You do.
You're asking?
Who knows how much I love you? You do. No one means more to me than you do. You take December and smile it into May, and then December comes back again when you're away. Who has a charm that very few do? Who makes life necessary? You do. And who can take my peace and make my dreams come true? Don't give me three guesses. One will do. Who has a charm that very few do? Makes life necessary, you do. And who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true?
Away, so he's got to beat the drums. Tonight we present chapter 2 of our nighttime serial entitled
The Haircuts.
A barber shop that's reasonable. I gotta get a haircut. I've been getting mash notes and water spaniels. I sent a account of myself to Believe It or Not, and they sent me a letter back that they'd rather not. Oh, how we danced all the night. We danced in the breeze, and the wind blew through the hole in my head. Here's another barber shop. I'll try this one. That's a snappy slogan they got there. The old hair choppy choppy. Stop and flop while we chop your top.
Howdy.
Howdy, dirty to you, too. I'm Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, don't look at me. I ain't responsible.
What do you charge for a haircut in here?
$1.25.
$1.25, huh? What do you charge for a slight trim?
Slight trim?
You know, just make peek holes in my eyes.
Look, fungus top, I'd have to charge you the same price for the time it would take to find your eyes.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you charge for a shave?
50 cents.
And shave my head. So much quicker I am, boy. You gotta watch me. I'll throw them in on you like that every time.
Look here, cobhead. Anybody would clear that brush for 50 cents and whitewash a barn for a dollar.
You mean I'm a brakehead?
Yes.
Well, maybe that's why the Forest Patrol hung that sign on me. Brush fire area, no smoking within 50 feet.
Look, I'm busy. Why don't you just get along? My final price is $1.25.
Well, that's too much for me. I wouldn't pay that kind of money. Why, is my hair getting hard to get or something? I'll go home and let my maw cut it for me.
Well, how will your maw do it? Put a bowl over your head?
Oh, you flatterer, you. No, my maw will use a funnel.
Your head does come to a point. How come?
Well, when I was a baby, my old man tried to cut my hair with a pencil sharpener. I'm sorry, I can't do business with you. My ma sitting on the front porch, sipping tea from the mustache cup I give her. She looks so calm there, boy. She's gonna be mad when she finds out I didn't get a haircut.
Slim, is that you? I ain't got my glasses on.
Yeah, it's me, ma. Ain't you glad you ain't got your glasses on?
Did you bring my head cold medicine?
No, I got something better than what he was taking. It says on the bottle it will cure anything, including ham, it says. Oh. No, I was seen spotted before my... Present company not included, of course. I was seeing spots before my eyes before I took a swig of this stuff.
Well, did it remove the spots?
Yeah, but it left circles. Try it. What you doing out here on the porch, Ma?
Oh, nothing. Just resting my weary bones for a spell.
Oh, that's good.
Feels good to sit out here in my rocking chair.
Hey, would you like for me to get some oil and fix that squeaky rocker?
That ain't the rocker. That's me.
Well, maybe you ought to get oil. That's too fast for her. She didn't get it. I'm really tricky tonight.
Did you get your hair cut like I told you?
No, them barbers are asking too much. $1.25 they're asking for. So I come home. Maybe I just borrow your scissors and cut my hair myself. I don't know if I can or not.
Well, sure you can. It ain't hard to do. I always cut my own hair.
Yeah, but you can put yours on a hanger while you do it.
Sometimes I get so disappointed that you come along.
What? Didn't you and Paul want a child?
Yeah, and I wished we'd have had one. I'll tell you what. You sit on the porch, and I'll go inside and get the scissors and a bowl, and I'll cut your hair for you.
A bowl? You better get a roasting pan about size 18 and a half.
Now, meanwhile, you be combing it out. I'll be right back.
Okay, I kind of hate to get a haircut. It means I'll have to start wearing a shirt again. Oh, well, I might as well comb it out. Well, I'll have to get this comb fitted for false teeth now. Give it a word. Hey, Ma! Ma, come here! They didn't steal our chicken after all.
Well, I couldn't find a bowl, so I guess we'll have to use this bucket. Oh, the bucket's a little big for you, ain't it?
No, it fits just right if all you're going to do is trim my toenails.
All right. Sit down on this soapbox and I'll cut your hair.
Thank you. wonderful mother cadiddle hopper find under that crop of hair. Be sure to listen next week when we present Chapter 3 of The Haircut.
Listen. That sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars present in even the finest tobaccos. That's why a jury of 14 distinguished doctors agrees no other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new, richer-tasting, yet milder-smoking Raleigh 903.
Yes, Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process to cut down throat irritants. That's why Raleigh 903 brings you a rich, full-flavored, yet milder-smoking cigarette.
Get the new Raleigh 903. You'll see the number 903 on the package. Remember, it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants. So, friends, smoke the new, richer-tasting, yet milder Raleigh 903.
Dave Rose and his orchestra play The Continental. In fact, I'm not going to eat any dinner either. Just give me a piece of pie, that's all.
But you can't live on dessert alone. A diet like that is bad for you.
I know dessert is bad for me, and spinach is good for me, but I am just too hungry to deserve anything good, so punish me with apple pie.
What's all the ruckus? Mother, what am I going to do with Junior?
Don't ask me. I'm tired of being called a meddlesome old lady.
Hey, Nemo, I'm not hungry. Can I go out and play?
By all means.
Yeah.
Go next door and tease that big, vicious dog.
Okay. Boy, you sure does love me, don't you? You don't love me no more. I'm afraid of that dog.
Well, you shouldn't be afraid of that dog, dear. You shouldn't ever be afraid of anything.
Huh?
Besides, he's just a little dog. He only comes up to my knees.
Yeah, but you forget, kiddo, when he comes up to your knees, he's looking over my shoulder. You just don't love me, is all. I'll go out and play with that old wicked dog, I will. And I will wait until he gets his fangs torn and I'll kick him in the face, I will. And he'll bite me legs off and then gobble up my body. And just when my head's sticking out, I go, yell, help, help, help. You come out one and you will never know where I'm going. He goes, oh, no, 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 no.
Now what's wrong?
I scared me down.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah. I think I'll go play.
Mother, why did you send him out to play? He should eat. If he isn't hungry, why let him mess up good food on his plate? Oh, don't be upset, dear. Try and be a little understanding, and your head will show you a shortcut to child psychology.
Mother, I wonder if Professor Mushmouth could help me.
Well, who's he?
The author of the book Child Advisory I bought yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Put it on the shelf with the others.
Now, Mother, I know how you feel toward these books, but now listen to this.
Hmm.
Chapter 1, Whipping a Child. A child should never be spanked on an empty stomach.
I agree. Turn him over.
Mother, now listen to this. It says a child shouldn't be spanked at all.
Who wrote that book?
Professor Marshmallow wrote this one.
I'd like to meet him. I wonder what day's visitors are allowed.
Mother, you're not inferring the man is nuts.
Well, if he isn't, he's certainly on the right track.
Hey-o, kiddo. Hey-o, mommy.
Grandma.
And now, Joe.
What happened to you?
You see that mud puddle out in front of the house?
No.
Neither did I.
Junior, you're covered with mud.
Yes, Lena, I mean, I am messed.
How do you do it?
Oh, I don't know. I see something like that. I just throw myself into it. I don't know.
Heavens, you didn't fall in that mud puddle with your good pants on.
Well, I didn't have time to take them off in a minute.
Just you wait until your father gets home tonight.
I will. Boy, what a big splash he should make, huh? It was an accident. Will you forgive me if I give you a kiss?
Well, your mouth is covered with mud, dear.
Huh?
You better throw me a kiss.
Okay.
Whoa! Oh!
More mud than you thought, wasn't there?
Junior, now.
Get her right in the mic.
Junior, it's none of my business, I know. But I think you've been fighting again.
What makes you say that?
Well, I'm not saying anything.
Well, why do you say that?
Did some kid give you a bloody nose?
You got your bloody nose?
You certainly have.
Well,
look at yourself.
Thank goodness, I thought I was growing a red mustache.
What did you fight about?
About 2 minutes. That widow Dickie Orland, he gets me so perturbed, he does.
How did you get your tooth knocked out?
Well, that happened when I tried to help Widow Gene Fowler when he was down.
He hit you for that?
Yes.
Why?
Because I was the one that knocked him down.
Well, you should learn to control your temper.
Yeah?
When I get mad at your grandfather, I slowly count to 10.
Yeah, but you was always standing over him when you're counting to make sure it was a knockout, you know.
Junior! I should spank you.
Oh, now, remember the book. It says never spank the child.
Oh, very well, Mother. Junior.
Yes?
Mother isn't going to punish you.
No?
But I want you to promise to help me prove that this book has great theories.
Did I hear you right? You're not going to spank me?
No, darling.
Hey, Nemo.
Come here.
Yes?
Did you spike the old girl's coat again?
I come in and eat your lunch.
No.
I cooked everything myself.
Oh, no. If you cook it, nothing doing, boy. I'm too young to start taking bites, you know. I
know. Not so fast, young man. Now, you come in.
No, put me down.
No, right there.
No.
Well, I'm taking everything on your plate.
No, I don't want to eat.
You mustn't waste food.
No, I don't want to eat.
Now, that's no way to act, Junior.
Well, you always make me eat things I don't want to eat.
Now, don't cry.
Oh, you yelled at me. You yelled at me.
Mother, what shall I do?
Don't look to me for advice.
No, don't look for her.
If you don't know by instinct what to do, then go read old Professor Moore's book.
Glubmore.
Oh, well, it comes out even either way.
Yeah, it comes out even either way.
Oh, dear, Mother, what shall I do? Where's my book?
Where's your book?
Here, cry.
Where's your book?
I'll stop crying.
I'll stop crying.
Humor the child.
humorous.
That's what it says in the other book?
Yes.
Humorous, is that what it says in the book?
Yes.
Boy, if morons ever learn to read, that thing will be a first seller, you know.
Humorous.
Yes.
Junior.
Yes.
Mom's widow baby. Please eat seafood, see?
Ah, nutsy, what's here?
Now, look, you just like too many things that you should eat.
Well, I would eat, but you never fix what I want.
You'll eat what we want you to have.
No, 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 no. Now, dear, remember the idiot's digest. It's humor, the child.
Yeah. I will.
Yes.
Junior.
Right.
What would you like to eat?
Well, I'd like something you bake by yourself.
A pie?
A pie.
Apple or peach?
Mud.
Mud?
Mud, yeah, mud. You know, dirt with the water in it.
Oh, now,
that's
not to be ridiculous.
Oh, you murder child.
No, I want a mud pie. I want a mud
pie. Go in the other room, Junior. I want to call your grandmother. Now, go in the other
you
room.
You might make me ill, Cousin.
Mother, now, what will I do?
Oh, well, a little dirt won't hurt him. And believe me, after he takes one bite, he won't go through with it. Besides, it might break him of asking the silly thing.
You're right. I'll bet.
Junior!
Oh, wait. Is it done yet?
Now, let it bake for a few more seconds.
Oh. Well, I don't cook all the juice out of it, you know. I don't want to go around spitting dust all day. You know.
Anything you say, dear.
Yeah. Mmm, boy. Don't that smell good, huh? Mmm.
I wouldn't nice. Know.
Oh, good. Mmm.
Well, there it is.
I don't want to eat it out of the pan. Put it on the plate.
All right, dear. Go ahead and eat it.
No, cut it in half. I can only cut it in half.
Now, don't cry, Junior. There. Now, eat it.
No. You eat half of it, and I will eat half of it.
Now, this is too much.
Oh, Loreen, you'll never know if the book is right or wrong if you don't follow through and humor the boy.
Yes, I can humor me.
All right, I'll do it.
Go ahead. Take a big bite.
There, Junior, there.
Why, Oreo?
Now, what are you crying about?
You ate my ham!
What do you think he's spanking me with?
With us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday.
This is Red Skelton saying thanks to Edith Wynn for the Howard Hughes joke. Also, thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a friendship train coming your way. Please help. Good night.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry edge.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crisp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Yes, a favorite with college men, servicemen, businessmen. Men everywhere who know and appreciate quality pipe smoking. Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Raleigh's invite you to have a good listening throughout the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer and is brought to you by Raleigh Cigarettes.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.